This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This question is regarding the fatwas that are thrown at us every day. For the past week, every day in the newspapers, we've been reading about fatwas regarding everything and anything, even on what Sania Mirza wears. You know, in fact, it has come to a point that the non-Muslims are ridiculing and mocking the Muslims because of the fatwas. So how do we answer the non-Muslims?
This was asked a very important question, a very good question, which I was discussing yesterday with the person from the media, that about Sania Mirza. And we find in the newspapers about Sania Mirza that she, last time she was rated as 42nd seed in Wimbledon, and recently she lost with the top seed, Sharapova, if I'm not mistaken. And the issue is there that Sania Mirza is a Muslim, and she's wearing clothes, short skirts, revealing quite a large portion of the body, etc. So the question posed to her is often that, you're a Muslim, how come you're wearing? So she gave a good reply that, why are you asking me the question? Are you asking this question to every other contestant? No. Why only to me? Just because I'm a Muslim? So my argument is that if you ask any player, I can prove to the players of all the major religions, whether Christian, whether Hindu, or whether Muslim, that wearing such clothes is haram. Serena Williams, who's a top seed, number one, not in the US Open, world number one, I can prove to her from the Bible. The Bible says in the 1 Timothy, chapter number 2, verse number 9, that wear clothes which are modest. A woman should be dressed up modestly, with sobriety, and with shamefacedness, and should not wear costly array, pearls and gold. Sobriety, is this sobriety? Is it shamefacedness? Same in Hindu religion, I can prove. Rig Veda. It says that Brahma has made you a lady, a woman. Therefore, lower your gaze and draw the veil over your head. So according to Hinduism, wearing such clothes is wrong. According to Christianity, such clothes is wrong. According to Islam, it is wrong. So why are the reporters only asking Sania Mirza? Why not the others? The problem is the reporters have lack of knowledge of the other religions. Yes, fine. The Muslims are more practicing. Alhamdulillah. Summa alhamdulillah. So just because the Muslims are more practicing, that's the reason you are asking a Muslim. They should ask each and every lady contestant that most of them are going against the religion. So why aren't they asking them? They selectively pick up because it is news. If they are Serena Williams, she'll say, get a hang to you. And neither will the Christian world object to it because they're least bothered in following the scriptures. For example, what happened in 9-11? After the 9-11 attack on the Twin Towers, in Canada, there was a survey that what do the Muslims think about the Twin Tower blast? Almost all of them said it is wrong. We condemn it. There was a 14-year-old boy in Ottawa who said what they did is right. And they bring his clipping headlines. Oh, this Muslim boy says what 11 September, what happened, Twin Tower is right. So they're fishing. They want some answer and they're hunting. When they get that, they blow it out of proportion. So it is nothing but a gimmick of the media, which we unnecessarily should not be involved in that. But the question is very good. How do we reply? And yesterday we were discussing with the people who are from the media, and I told him that every religion says it's wrong. So why isn't the media highlighting that? Isn't that news? So one is the fault of the media. I would even blame the Muslims. And we find in the newspaper that it's several comments, and I'm told on the television people give several comments, fatwas of the Muslims. Whether a religious person or a politician or whether he be a businessman, there were views of Muslims taken across the world. And most of the religious leaders, they said it is haram. Some men think that we should not come in. A minority of the ulama said that in sports, it's allowed. So even in the ulama, they have different opinions. But the majority of the ulama said haram, it is wrong, she cannot sport, blah, blah, blah. And the other so-called secular inverted commas Muslims, they said what she's doing is fine, we're with her. And many women gave their comments. Those women, most of them, I did not hear of any woman in hijab giving the comment that what she's doing is wrong. All the women are not doing hijab, they are giving the comment what Sania Mirza did is right, that she is uplifting the name of the country, of Islam, etc., blah, 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 blah. And all these politicians giving, oh, he's telling these religious people, they don't know what is sports. Therefore, they're giving the reply and people are clapping. Arey, kya jawab diya? Oh, they don't know about sports. Does he know about Islam? So for me, Islam is more important than sports. That puts him down. Now coming to the other issues of politicians saying, oh, we are proud of Sania Mirza and etc. That's political vote bank. I would like to ask these politicians, you know what they're saying? That see, sports is an international game. So what is right for the international game, that sportsman or woman should be allowed to do. I said, okay, I agree with your argument. I'll ask the next question. Do you know there's a sports called beach volleyball, mainly for the girls? Do you know that? I don't know whether it's international. Tomorrow, if it becomes international, will you send your daughter wearing a bikini on the beach? Will you? Yes or no? I'm asking the so-called politician, Muslim or non-Muslim. Will this Muslim politician send his daughter wearing a bikini for the beach volleyball? Will they? Okay, fine. Tomorrow, there may be nude swimming. Where do you put the limit? If tomorrow nude swimming becomes an international sport, will you agree your daughter doing swimming nude? And I will prove it to you, being nude is better than wearing clothes. It's better for swimming. Wallah. If you want to ask logically, if someone proves tomorrow that nude swimming is better than wearing even that, so will you agree with that? Where is the limitation? Where draw a line? Previously, adultery was wrong, long back, hundreds of years back. Then adultery becomes common. Homosexuality was wrong. Today, homosexuality is right. Fine. Pornography is legal. Today's paper I read that UK is spending millions of pounds in restricting child pornography. I said, why? Pornography was prohibited several years back. Today it has become a part and parcel of life. So pornography has become legal in many countries. But child pornography, most of the countries, prohibited. Tomorrow, child pornography will become common, so you legalize that also. Now you have gay marriages, correct, in Canada. A few years back, it was prohibited. So where do you draw the line? We should have our values of life. So I'm asking these politicians, will you send your daughter for a beach volleyball? Wearing the bikini? So we should know how to reply rather than get entangled. As far as the Muslim ulmas are concerned, I'm sorry, I don't want to speak against them, but I'm educating them because this is my field. What the fatwa is given by the ulmas, that what Sania Mirza said is wrong, I'm with them. But how to reply? I would like them to change their style. Quran says in Surah Nahl, chapter 6, verse 125, Udu ila sabili rabbika bilhikma wal mawazatil hasna wajadun bilati hasan. Invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them and reason with them in the ways that best most gracious. I'm asking the question, a simple, any ulama you ask, which is a bigger haram? Not offering salah or wearing short sand skirts? The Sahih Hadith of Bukhari says, a difference between a mu'min and a kafir is salah. Fine. That means next to shirk, the sin is not offering salah. I'm asking these Indian cricketers, male cricketers, I don't want to name them. Do all of them offer salah? So do they give a fatwa that this Indian cricketer is doing wrong? Why? The actors, they are doing shirk. Majority of the Muslim actors of Bollywood, they are doing shirk. They do idol worship on the screen. They're allowed. Do they pass the fatwa against them? Maybe someone has in the past. So when the reporter comes, you tell them that that's a bigger issue than this. That doesn't mean what Sania Mirza is doing that. But at least we are told that Sania Mirza offers 5 times salah. So what she's doing is not wearing proper clothes. I disagree with that. But yet she's better than the Muslim actor doing shirk. The Muslim cricketer not offering salah. So this is the way, if you answer, the whole media hype will go down. That doesn't mean you agree that what Sania Mirza is doing is right. You don't agree. What is wrong, but you should know how to turn the tables over. If the media comes to me, which I'm not giving them bites for, this is best known to me, I will tell them that if you ask me the question, I'll give a general answer. If you're talking about sportsmen, even the cricketer who's a Muslim is a sportsman. You can see salah time is there. He's on the field. He's not going for a salah. Haram. Which is the bigger haram? Not offering salah for a cricket game. And the people who watch also don't offer salah. That is also haram. 22 people playing the game and 22 millions of fools watching it. So the person who's playing cricket, you can see with your eyes. He's not offering salah. Is that a bigger haram or wearing less clothes a bigger haram? Any answers? Which is a bigger haram? Which is a bigger haram? Not having salah. Friday salah also they're missing. Or some cricket on there. Friday ko main namaz padunga bas. Jaisa jumma jumma hai padhna farz hai Quran mein, baaki jagah nahi. Some Muslim cricketers will never miss Eid Salah, which is not a fard also. Eid Salah is not fard. You should offer, alhamdulillah, but it's not fard. So Eid they will not miss. Other Salah, fine. So some Muslims are 2 Salahs a year. Some are 52 Salahs in a year. So the problem is, you tell the press, in Islam, more important is Salah. So according to me, Sania Mirza is a better Muslim than whatever little bit I know about her. Huh? I haven't interviewed her. I have not read much about her. Whatever 3-4 things, and she's a good tennis player, she offers salah, and her dress code is not correct. These are the few things I know about. I don't know about the personal things. Neither do I know the personal things about the Indian cricketers, whether they have been caught in a betting match or what has happened, or they have been exposed, right or wrong, Allah Alam. But at least I know that there are many cricketers, Indian, who don't offer salah. But that will not come as headlines that the Muslim people give a fatwa that the Muslim cricketer is doing haram. Will that come? It may come as a news brief. We have to educate the press. We have to educate them about Islam. And then, fine, at least I congratulate Sania Mirza that even if she's wearing such clothes which is haram in Islam, she's at least offering 5 times salah. That doesn't mean I'm agreeing what she's doing is right about wearing clothes. Please, don't misunderstand me that I'm here to support Sania Mirza. I don't know her also. But I'm educating the ulamas how to reply. I'm educating them how to reply in the media. How to turn the tables over. When I speak to non-Muslim, I said, most of the major religion, they prohibit wearing such clothes. And you see in the past, if you see Wimbledon and badminton of the previous few years back, 10 years back, 20 years, 40 years back, they wore full clothes. I am asking the question that if Sania Mirza, if she wears a loose tracksuit, even that's not fully Islamic, but it is better than this, what will be the difference in our performance? 1%? 2%? 3%? Not more than that. Surely Allah's help is more important. The question yet remains, can a woman play in public? That's a different question. Huh? So don't say Dr. Zakir Naik said that women in hijab can play. That's a different question altogether. So please, when I give an answer, Dr. Zakir Naik gave the fatwa that women, if they wear proper hijab, they can play tennis in front of public. No. I'm trying to get the lesser evil. But that you need not tell to the public, to the non-Muslim press. Whether playing in public or not for a woman is the second question. And then he gave his view that wearing clothes is wrong. At least that was one alim which I thought gave a right answer. That whether a woman displaying her ability in the general public. But yes, there are views that if a woman is in hijab, she can give a talk in the public. Difference of opinion is there, which you cannot say for sure. So that is yet there. So in that context, fine, if a woman is properly dressed up, etc., and she's not exposing whether can she play, is yet debatable. I'm not saying it's haram. But at least we can say that she should wear proper clothes. And there are women playing badminton in Iran wearing scarves. Fine, if you wear scarves, you can take another 2-3% in performance down. So if the performance goes down, at least you can expect the help of Allah. So I will tell these non-Muslim press that we believe in the help of Allah is more important than the help of a skirt. If you say that wearing a skirt is preferable to win the game, I say fine, it may be 1-2% better. But Allah's help is more important. Allah's help is more important. I know in our office, it's compulsory every person coming to office should read about 15 minutes, one ruku, translation of Quran. In Arabic and the translation, in the language you understand the best. If you calculate if there are 200 people working, 15 minutes means in a month I'm losing lakhs of rupees. Calculate. At least 3 salahs they offer in Jamaat. 3 salahs. If you calculate 15 minutes. So every day 1 hour of how many people? A couple of 100 people. In a month, lakhs of rupees going. Business terminology, yes, loss. No 2 doubt about it. But it's an investment according to me. Investment that the person reading the Quran, be honest, he'll be honest. Don't cheat. Do hard work. Do jihad. Jihad means striving. Strive in the way of Allah. 1 hour, he may give 2-3 hours additional output for me. Even if he doesn't do, Allah will give me. Ho sakta hai kuch Zakir bhai bole isse pad rahe, kuch aa raha hai na dimag mein. No problem. Even if though don't improve, at least Allah will give me sawab. So what we are doing here, believe me, what we are doing, if I have to put all my brains together, wallah, we couldn't have done without Allah's help. Our thing will be 0.00001% our efforts. It is Allah's help. But Allah's help comes only when you put your effort. Huh? It is because of Allah. But Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An-Kabut, chapter number 29, verse number 69, if you strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open up your pathways. So, the media is there, sister. We should know how to reply. The answer given to non-Muslim, the strategy may change, the answer remains the same. So the answer is that wearing clothes is wrong. But yet, we have to give the other aspect of Islam and be able to turn the tables over rather than become part and parcel of making Islam a scapegoat. Hope that answers the question.